The Proud Rose. Once upon a time, in a desert far away, there was a rose that was very proud of her beautiful look. The only disappointment was that the rose was growing next to a very ugly cactus. Every day, the rose would insult and mock the cactus on his looks. But the cactus always stayed quiet. He didn't reply to the rose. All the other plants and trees around the rose tried to stop her from bullying the cactus. But the rose was too swayed by her own beauty to listen to anyone. Spring passed, summer came. One scorching summer, the desert became extremely dry, and there was no water left for the plants. The rose quickly began to wilt. Her beautiful petals dried up, losing their lush color. Suddenly, the rose saw a sparrow dip its beak into the cactus and drank water from it. The rose felt embarrassed to ask for help from the cactus. But finally, she did ask the cactus if she could have some water. All at once, the kind cactus agreed happily. The cactus told the sparrow to help take some water from him and shower the rose. As a result, this has helped both of them be able to go through the tough summer as good friends. The moral: never judge anyone by their appearance. Don't judge by the appearance. The more beautiful the serpent, the more fatal its sting. William Scott Downey. The Proud Rose. Once upon a time, in a desert far away, there was a rose that was very proud of her beautiful look. The only disappointment was that the rose was growing next to a very ugly cactus. Every day, the rose would insult and mock the cactus on his looks. But the cactus always stayed quiet. He did not reply to the rose. All the other plants and trees around the rose try to stop her from bullying the cactus. But the rose was too swayed by her own beauty to listen to anyone. Spring passed, summer came. One scorching summer, the desert became extremely dry, and there was no water left for the plants. The rose quickly began to wilt. Her beautiful petals dried up, losing their lush color. Suddenly, the rose saw a sparrow dip its beak into the cactus and drank water from it. The rose felt embarrassed to ask for help from the cactus. But finally, she did ask the cactus if she could have some water. All at once, the kind cactus agreed happily. The cactus told the sparrow to help take some water from him and shower the rose. As a result, this has helped both of them be able to go through the tough summer as good friends. The moral: never judge anyone by their appearance. Don't judge by the appearance. The more beautiful the serpent, the more fatal its sting. William Scott Downey.